USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
With most of the votes counted, it appears Bernie Sanders is the victor in yesterday's Nevada Democratic caucus, followed by Joe Biden, then Pete Buttigieg and Elizabeth Warren. Sanders had already moved on to Texas, which is a Super Tuesday state. He told supporters in San Antonio last night, young people are not the only ones who are supporting his candidacy.
A multi-generational, multi-racial coalition, which is going to not only win in Nevada, it's going to sweep this country.
Super Tuesday balloting is coming up a week from this coming Tuesday, March 3rd. For the second time in a week, someone's been killed after being hit by a parade float at Mardi Gras in New Orleans. The mayor has issued a ban on all tandem floats, putting an early end to the Saturday night parade. And this is USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, and it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Officials investigating the partial collapse of a four-story building in East Orange, New Jersey, yesterday. Officials say it had been vacant for years and was recently purchased and was to become residential housing. This woman lives nearby and heard it happen.
I just heard a loud boom, and then when I looked out the window, I seen people running, and then you just seen like a big ball of smoke and you couldn't see out the window.
Firefighters dug through the debris late into last night, afraid somebody may have been trapped, but in the end they say no one was found and no injuries were reported. The death toll from the coronavirus around the world is now at about 2,500. The virus has spread to 28 nations. Over 78,000 cases have been confirmed around the world. South Korea has the most infections outside of China. Iran has had the most deaths from it outside China, with six. But China continues to be the epicenter with over 2,400 fatalities. And this is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
The Turkish Ministry of the Interior says there were several deaths and extensive damage from a 5.7 magnitude earthquake that struck near the border with Iran. The Interior Minister says search and rescue operations continue after more than 1,000 buildings collapsed through more than 40 mountain villages in the region. Al Jazeera says Iran has also dispatched rescue teams to that area. A top official at a prison in the Badger State gets fired. With why, here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
A Wisconsin deputy prison warden who posted Facebook memes comparing Muslim children to garbage and another equating a gay pride rainbow flag with raising the Confederate flag has been fired. Deputy Warden Richard Sam Snyder had argued the investigation into what happened was unfair, and he thinks he didn't deserve to lose his job.
And finance ministers at the G20 summit in Saudi Arabia are including the impact of climate change in the wording of their final communique. Earlier, there were reports that a stalemate had developed when the U.S. expressed opposition to the specific mention of climate change, but now Reuters is reporting the final language does include climate change's possible impact on global financial instability, though it's no longer at the top of the list of such issues. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.